Here's what you need to know about Rose. She was in her 50s, she was a hairdresser, she had two kids, and she lived in Las Vegas. And she played slot machines a lot. Like, way too much. You know, it got to the point where it was interfering with her job and her kids. And so she decided she had to do something about it. And so this is what she came up with. This is how she decided she would quit.
She decided the way that she was going to release the machine's hold on her was she was going to go become a slot machine mechanic. So she went to slot machine school, essentially, and she boasted to me, I remember, I got the highest graduating score that school has ever had. I can open up and put back together a machine in my sleep. But as a slot machine mechanic, she'd just go and play the same machines that she was building all day. So somehow knowing what was going on inside did not release the hold at all. And she attributes her continuing fascination with these machines to the one thing they don't tell you about, what is happening on that little chip that they put in the machine, that mystery chip.
What the hell is a mystery chip?
Well, the mystery chip is the what's actually programmed with the game, with the odds, and that's where the random number generator lives on the chip as well. And that's the part people really can't get their heads around. If they sit down and play it for 2 hours, they believe that a hit is due, and say they leave to go to the bathroom, and say someone else sits down while they're off in the bathroom and wins a jackpot on the first hand, they're going to believe, most often, that if they had stayed at the machine, they would have gotten that jackpot. And that's actually totally false, because the random number generator inside the machine is spinning hundreds of thousands of times per second. So unless they had pressed the button at the exact second that the other person who won had, they never would have gotten that payoff. And that's what people don't understand.
There's a lot that people don't understand about slot machines. But they're not trying to understand. You know, they're trying to escape.
The saddest stories were along the lines of one woman I met, and we can call her Sharon, who had experienced the death of a child. And she found that the only place where her brain would kind of turn off from obsessing about this and grieving was in front of these machines. So at night, while her husband would sleep, she would drive down the road to the all-night supermarket and just play until dawn at these machines. And, you know, she wasn't playing to win. She just wanted to stay in motion.
I'm still curious what happened to you. Did you play and still have?
I never got caught by the slots. But I feel that I can say that I've had that zone, that sort of addictive zone state. I remember in graduate school when email really started up, and those early days when it was just so rewarding. It kind of did follow that same reward schedule. You never knew when a message was going to pop up and who it would be from and what it would contain. And you just kind of click, you know, check messages. Also just iPods and telephones and all of these little technological devices that we surround ourselves with that are giving us this constant stream of input. I think people can relate to that, becoming absorbed in your own little loop with your own little machine. I'm Natasha Scholl. I'm a cultural anthropologist who works at MIT, and I specialize on science and technology. And I've worked in Las Vegas for many years with gamblers and gambling industry technology designers.